Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 250. So we've been personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 11 and 12. We're taking them together because they are together, really. And by this time, you should be personalizing Psalm 91. You're saying it for yourself. So what are you going to say? For he has given his angels charge over me. He has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Then you go to verse 12 and you say, they bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. It's so beautiful to even begin to imagine this. That this is your life. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about what God, the provision God has made for you. I'm talking about the fact that your Father loves you so much. Your Heavenly Father loves you so much that He has made provision. He knows how this world is. He knows the things that are ahead of you. And He has made provision before anything happens. Provision has already been made. Your security entourage is strong. So we've been looking at the mighty angels. And in my the previous episode, I spoke about Revelation 10, 1 and 2, that John the Revelator said he saw a mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and rainbow was upon his head, and his face was shining like the sun, and his feet were like the pillars of fire. And in his hand was a little book, which was open. And then in his right foot was upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. Wow, what a mighty angel that he saw. Now, so these things I'm talking about are things that have been happening. Maybe you're thinking, is that possible? Yes, it is. That is why the Bible has written it. So when you go to Revelation, the same Revelation 18, you remember we don't say Revelations. It's Revelation, one revelation about one person, Jesus. Revelation 18, 21, he also saw another mighty angel. And a mighty angel took up a stone. Another mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. So the angel cast the stone. It was a mighty angel, took up a stone. It was a great millstone. Mile is M-I-L-E, but this is a mill. So, you know, in those days, they used to grind the corn mill. So everything was done with a mill. To be able to crush the food, the grains, they used mill. So, and the mill is very, very, very heavy. But the angel picked it up and threw it into the sea, cast it into the sea. And he said some things after that. So there are angels watching over you. Mighty angels are at work in our world. I can't see them. It doesn't mean they are not operating. You can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. Have you ever seen your intestines before? No. Have you ever seen your brain before? No. But do you have brains? Do you have brains? You've not seen your brain before, but you have brains. So if you say you have brains, even though you've not seen your brains, and then it means that there are angels, even though you have not seen angels. And I remember one time I was praying. And while I was praying was, we have a place called Kolegono. Kolegono is, we used to call it KG Town. It's in Ghana. And our Bible school started from there, and the Bible school was my prayer ground. So I was up there, it was a story building, I was praying. Whilst I was praying, And if you are, you know where Koligono is, it's very close to the sea. So the sea was right in front of me, quite a mile, I mean about 500 meters from where I was. And then I was praying. I looked at the sea. I saw something. I said, what is that? And that was an angel standing in right in the middle of the sea. Then with one leg, he moved and he was straight inside the building where I was. It was a really phenomenal vision. And I mean, a lot of things I can't talk about, but what I'm saying is that it's a great thing to see a mighty angel. You don't have to see them before you believe. We believe because God says they are. And when you believe, and then you can now do what you ought to do for them to be able to operate, because God is expecting you to direct your angel. There are things you do that directs your angel to operate. Ah, you're blessed. I say you are blessed, blessed as you listen to this. Amen.